The Mavericks' last album, In Time, was a hit with critics and fans, reminding listeners of the veteran group's mixture of country, folk, pop, and Latin styles. Now the band's back with a new collection called Mono, and rock critic Ken Tucker says it goes even further in expanding the Mavericks' sound.
When the Mavericks first emerged in the early 1990s from Miami, Florida, they appeared on bills with punk and alternative bands. By 1994, they'd found a place on the country music charts with hits like There Goes My Heart and What a Crying Shame. Songs that owed as much to the early rock era sound of Roy Orbison and doo-wop singing as it did country music. You can hear some of what I'm talking about on a song on the Mavericks' new album called Pardon Me.
Steady run of one-night stands from one town to the next. How long has this been going on? Can't even start to guess. Most of the time
from the start, the signature sound of the Mavericks is the voice of Raul Malo. Born in Miami to Cuban parents, the 49-year-old Malo has a big, rich voice. He belts out songs, phrasing lyrics with precise enunciation. Because this style has elements of pop crooning, Malo gravitated away from rock music. But it was really just market forces that pushed Malo and the band into the country genre. That's the place where this kind of singing is still commercially viable. But you'd be hard-pressed to find anything like a clear-cut country song on Mono. The rhythms are all over the place, with a new hybrid emerging. Jamaican ska mixed with Tex-Mex swing on a song such as Waiting for the World to End. This album's title announces its method. It was recorded mostly live in the studio and mixed in mono. This is at once a throwback to pre-1970s pop music recording and a shrewd way to place Malo's voice in an equal setting with the rest of the band's instruments. You can hear it in Mono's big opening number, All Night Long, a marvelous Latin pop ballad in which Raul Malo's voice fights its way through the drums, horns, and guitars to emerge triumphant.
Thank you.
The Mavericks, since their comeback a couple of years ago, are signed to Big Machine Records on the Valerie label. This is notable because Big Machine is also the home of Taylor Swift, whose ambitions outstrip the confines of country to achieve massive pop stardom. At this point in the life of the Mavericks, the band is never going to attain that kind of commercial success. But it's good that the band has found a record label that understands what this group is about. Like Swift, Raoul Mallow is a restless explorer of genres who likes to make music that confounds the usual expectations of what a country hitmaker can do.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the Mavericks' new album called Mono.
So I can take it now.
Coming up, tech correspondent Alexis Madrigal considers the growing number of smart home appliances, like the coffee maker that can send you a text. This is Fresh Air.